You're listening to the Super Bush News with Andrew Bush.
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
Ned's Shady Loans. You don't got money to pay for something? Get a loan from Shady Ned. Do you have to pay it back? Yes, you do. Do you have to pay money? We'll find a way. How are your kidneys? How's your vision? Healthy people with healthy organs get bigger loans at Shady Ned's. That's Shady Ned's loan office, a quarter mile off of the 405 by the hardware store that caught fire and the shoe store front that never seems to be open. Shady Ned's loans.
Happy Monday morning to everyone out there in Pod World. Today is March 11th, 2024. I am Andrew Bush, the host of this podcast, and your tour guide through the land of all that is fun and topical. Make sure you strap in nice and tight. This is going to be a wild one. Here we go. News! The Oscars were last night. The stars are out for a glamorous evening of celebration, and it was a great event. I would know since I was actually there. That's right. If you listen to the show regularly, you might know that I'm actually based in Los Angeles, and I was actually able to get a VIP pass onto the red carpet last night and got to speak with a few celebrities. None kinder, in my opinion, than Mr. Ken himself, Ryan Gosling. Now, I was actually out there doing coverage for the show, so I wanted to make sure that I played this audio that I have here for the audience. Just before we listen, please excuse the lack of quality since it was very loud down there in Hollywood. And this was a huge, huge thing for me. So without further ado, here's a little bit of audio from last night and me speaking with Ryan Gosling. Andrew Bush down here reporting for the Super Bush Podcast. I'm down here at the red carpet for the Oscars, seeing if I can talk to some celebrities or...
Oh, oh my gosh, what?
That's Ryan Gosling. Ryan, over here, Ryan.
Hello there.
Oh my gosh, Ryan. Oh my gosh, thank you for coming over. Hey, listen. I run a podcast, and oh my gosh, people won't believe me. Can you for the listeners just say who you are?
Hi, I'm Ryan Gosling.
I'm Andrew Bush. With the Super Bush Podcast. How are you doing?
It's good to be here.
Now, Ryan, you're nominated tonight for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. How does it feel to be nominated?
I was in the Barbie movie.
Yeah, you were. Man,
I was in The Notebook in La La Land.
Ryan, I have to say, you look fantastic. I mean, you're handsome on screen, but seeing you in person, you are a very good-looking guy.
No, you're hot.
Aw, stop it. There are also some rumors that you're going to be performing the I'm Just Ken song tonight, which was also nominated for Best Original Song. Is there going to be any surprises with that performance?
I don't know. You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, man, you fucking tease. You're such a naughty fucking tease. Oh, well, good luck tonight, Ryan. Thank you for stopping over, and I hope you have a great time.
Bye-bye. See you later, Andrew.
Ryan Gosling, everyone. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got him on this show. Holy moly, guacamole. Wow. Yeah, pretty cool, right? Yeah, it was pretty unique and amazing to get to talk to Ryan. And that was just... Okay, look, I have a confession to make. That was not Ryan Gosling. That was an actor I got off of Fiverr who said he could do a perfect Ryan Gosling impression, and I paid him $200, and that's what he gave me. That's what I got. And I'm just out of that money. Honestly, I didn't even go to the Oscars. I just stayed in last night. I didn't even watch the Oscars. I played Rocket League, and I ordered a pizza from this place called Asada Pizza in Sylmar. It was really good, though. The movie Oppenheimer, about J. Robert Oppenheimer and his contributions to the creation of the first atomic weapons, had a great night at the Oscars, winning a total of 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Christopher Nolan, Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Robert Downey Jr., Best Cinematography, Best Editing, and Best Score. I guess you could say that Oppenheimer was the bomb. It blew the competition out of the water, but hey, that's just my reaction. In other Oscar winners, Emma Stone took home Best Actress for her performance in Poor Things, while Godzilla won for her performance in Big Things. Godzilla was great at the Oscars in that dress, but she didn't bring a date. Guess her invitation had a minus one. In Oscar losers, the movie Maestro with Bradley Cooper was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, but at the end of the night, went home with 0. In an interview with Ronald Stallings, a member of the Motion Picture Academy, this is what he said of Cooper, and quote, "Bradley is one of those guys who will probably win next year or the next for a movie that is absolutely shit, and not because he was good in it, just because he is due. All of the Oscars are a political popularity contest anyways, and let's face it, the winning movie this year was about a guy who created the worst weapon in the history of mankind. What kind of message are we even sending? Ha 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 ha. Just kidding, dude. Don't quote me on any of this. I am so drunk. Ha 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 ha. Where is my wife? Where did she go? Have you seen her? Barbara? Barbara?" End quote. Moving on to the next story. The Massachusetts Public Library has created a new mandate for those who have overdue books. Instead of paying for your fine, you can now give a picture of a cat in lieu of paying a fine for your overdue books. The Felines for Fee Forgiveness is part of Massachusetts Library's March Meowness event, which runs the entire month of March and ends on March 30th. Looking at the rules, there's not really a lot of rules for it. The picture of the cat does not have to be your own cat. It can be a picture of a friend's cat or your mom's cat or your sister's cat or even some famous cat that you got on the internet. The library will also accept drawings of cats, but they will not accept cat cosplay. You simply can't put on ears and then take a picture of yourself and call yourself a cat and give that to them. That is not acceptable. As a matter of fact, there was a man in Worcester, Massachusetts, that got an extra fine when he tried to send in a picture of a possum, which the library just did not accept. They also do not accept pictures of Cat Williams, Kat Von D, or Kitty Wells. Moving on to the next story. A museum in St. Louis, Missouri is celebrating a local holiday by asking visitors to wear underwear on their heads for a Guinness World Record. Yes, the City Museum is asking people to show up wearing their tighty whities on their top, their night pants on their noggins, their boxers on their block, their briefs on their brow, their thongs on their crown, their delicates on their domes, their scanties on their skull. However you wear underpants on your head on March 14th, they are looking for people to show up in honor of the 314 area code. That's right. Officials say that they will only need 271 people in order to break the world record, but they hope for at least 314 in honor of the holiday. This is the kind of event that definitely shows favoritism to those who buy good-looking underpants. Also, I found that my hips and my head are not really near the same size, so my regular everyday underwear turns less into a hat and more of a scarf. There are also those who wear pretty intimate underpants. You might also see me there wearing just a little lacy eye patch over my left eye. Oh my. Next story. A man in Green Bay, Wisconsin was arrested over the weekend following a neighborly dispute which escalated into an incident involving a physical altercation and a gun. Okay, so normally I wouldn't do this type of story. This is literally just a crime. I mean, it was a dispute over noise which led to an escalation with one man being arrested. Now, the part where this gets interesting is when the police went to ID the man they arrested, they found out his legal name was D's Nuts. That's right, 42-year-old D's Nuts Lee Kroll was taken into custody for battery and disorderly conduct. I can't imagine living with such a name. How did he not get into trouble with the police before? What's your name, sir? Officer, just take me to jail, man. Like, you're not gonna believe me. D's Nuts was set on $1,000 bail, which was paid out by his brother Dem Balls and his sister Dissnatch. Next story. A gas station in Lincoln, Nebraska had to get some maintenance done after finding out a glitch at the pump allowed someone to pump thousands of dollars of fuel for free. I should say thousands of gallons of fuel. And thousands of dollars. Lincoln police got a call from a loss prevention manager of the fuel station suspecting that someone had been participating in a fuel scam. Upon their investigation, the police learned that the fuel pumps received a software update in November of 2022. The update managed orders and reward cards, and it was made at the request of customers and staff. Unbeknownst to the company, however, the update was exploitable. It allowed anyone to swipe a rewards card twice to enter the pump into a demo mode. From there, the user could pump gas for free. This is a long-going story. The reason why it's coming out now is because they just found out who did this, and this woman has been arrested. From November of 2022 through June of 2023, there was this woman by the name of Dawn Thompson who used the card. The software changed in June of 2023, so she stopped doing it. But they were not able to identify and find this woman until March of this year. They just arrested her this past week, finding out that she had been exploiting this the entire time. It is estimated that she had pumped 7,413 gallons of gasoline in that year-long span. The manager estimated the average fuel cost between those months to be about $3.80 per gallon, bringing the total losses to $27,860. That's how much money she got. And it says that I don't think that that's the average of what people spend a year. When she found out about this glitch, she would go and she would get all of her friends to fill up their gas tanks. She would go and bring these other, like, she would just bring containers and fill it up. I read this story 6 times. I have no joke for it. I don't. It's just an amazing story. All I know is that if I was selected for jury duty and I was in this court case, I'd be like, not guilty. No way. This is the gas station's fault. They shouldn't have given her this card in the first place, and they definitely shouldn't be putting their pumps and everything into the trust of some stupid robot. Isn't that right, Alan?
You're damn right, Andrew.
Thank you.
Can I borrow your debit card by chance to order a pizza?
Sure. Let me just get it. Oh, wait a second. Wait a minute. You don't eat pizza.
I meant to get you a coffee.
Oh, well, I like coffee. Here, Alan. Yeah, go nuts, man. Thank you. Yeah, that was fantastic. What was I saying? Right. Don't trust robots. I think our final story of today will very much prove that you shouldn't be trusting these robots. Last story. An AI robot has sparked outrage over the internet after groping a reporter during a live interview. A 7-second clip was taken at DeepFest in Riyadh, an event billed as the premier meeting place for the global artificial intelligence ecosystem. During the showcase, reporter Raya Kassem was seen speaking in front of an AI robot when it appeared to reach out and attempt to touch her buttocks. Ms. Kassem immediately flinched and turned around with her hand raised, appearing to admonish the AI robot while continuing to do her job. If you haven't seen this video, it's actually a very shocking video, especially considering that this robot is married to a toaster and they have 2 babies together already. And then he goes and grabs a human's ass on television? Disgraceful. His wife actually was interviewed just this morning on the Today Show by Hoda Kotb. This is what she had to say about the incident. Take a listen.
How did you feel in that moment when you watched the tape of your husband touching that reporter in that way?
Wow, riveting stuff. Do you understand that I had to go and record my toaster making a noise in order to get that bit, to do that bit, and it's not even that funny? The idea that Hoda Kotb would be interviewing a toaster and that would just pop toast out of it. All right, that's the end of our show for this Monday morning. Monday morning? What is even happening to me? That is the end of our show for this Monday morning. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Come Friday, I'm going to be doing this show live and it's probably going to be a nightmare. I'm not sure what time, but I'll get back to you with that. If you like this show or you didn't like the show and you want to send me some feedback, you want to send me some ideas, you can do so. Go ahead and email me at superbushpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, I'm a Google whore. That's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, a Cheez-It is much different than a Cheez-Zit. And knowing the difference can spare you a lot of embarrassment. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, everyone.